It's a message we all need to hear and to heed. As I said, we're going to take a love offering in support of Eric's ministry. We thank him for what he's delivered to us here. It's a message that we need to carry forth within the church as well. You know, one of the things he maybe didn't use the words, but you could see that history repeats itself. It may not repeat itself exactly, but history rhymes. Eric shared the history of good and evil kings in Israel and Judah, and we see what happened as a result of that. And evil sometimes triumphs because good men do nothing about it. They don't stop it. They don't try to stop it. They don't pray about it. They don't fast. And we need to do something about what we've heard here as well. So, Warren, if we come forward and we'll take an offering. Feel free to contribute here, or there's donation boxes at the back, or you know, cash or check. If you make a check, do it to the apologetics form, and we'll take care of that. So we're going to have a few time for a few questions. So if you have a question of Eric, just put up your hand. I'll come around with a microphone, and you can share that with him.
I wondered if you would consider giving us suggestions to get more information on the candidates and their beliefs. You know, it's hard to know exactly places to go to get in-depth kind of information.
Yeah, I know that's a problem. Now, there are some candidate information. I really don't remember the main one either. I'm standing here kind of aloof to it. Maybe somebody could tell me what is the main source where that every election they put out the beliefs of the candidate. Does anybody, Pastor, do you know? I'll put you on the spot. Well, they do it for sure, but there's another one that's even more nationally known, but AFR would be a good place to start. I guess we'll give you that because we can't remember the other one, but AFR does a great job, American Family Association. And that's a great organization. You know how I know? Because we're on both of their radio networks every weekend. So there. That's Don Wildman. His son is now in charge of it.
You mentioned that the Lord uses evil people to bring his judgment instead of something supernatural.
Well, I didn't say instead of. I said usually he uses evil people, though he does use the supernatural too.
So do you see that happening if we don't repent, happening to America? Do you see signs of it happening now? Or?
Well, I think we see the decay in America, which is just an outgrowth of people who have walked away from God, or a nation whose godly people have died and not been replaced by families that have been raised to follow him. I came out of a family, and I think I said this last night, if I remember correctly, but I came out of a family setting where my grandparents sent me to church, and I'm grateful for that. And we were a kind of a Christian family, but there was no family altar, no family devotions, no Bible reading, no basis at home, other than maybe you pray over a meal once in a while, something like that. So it was a kind of a Christian, but they made sure I was in church. And that's been lost now for several decades by many, many families, many more. The percentages of how many people send their kids to church, let alone go as a family and actually walk with God together, have gone down greatly. So God is going to judge because people are going to make wrong decisions to follow what the flesh says instead of what the truth is. And that's what's going on in America. If you look at the lawlessness that we see, and I think the first place you want to look for lawlessness is in the executive branch of our government right now, because there's a total disregard for our Constitution going on. I mean, it's blatant, and the media is unwilling, for whatever reasons, to hold their feet to the fire and to express the truth about it, and it's shocking. When we get to that stage where evil becomes good and good evil, and we become wise in our own eyes, that's Isaiah 5, 20 and 21, we're in trouble, and that's exactly where we've already gotten to that stage. in our culture. And we, the church, who really believe the Bible, we are the only antidote out there. And they don't want to hear about it, but we've got the solution for their eternity and for everything if they would listen. But they, of course, want to follow their own wicked ways, and that's what we see going on. With all that said, can I say this? Yeah. Whatever it is, we're not to give up. Oh. Bible never tells us to give up.
Yeah.
Bible tells us we're to continue no matter what the circumstances look like. We're never to give up. You know, persevering is what we're about as Christians. That's what we've got to be about. And we need to encourage one another because we need each other. I need to have your encouragement, and hopefully you need mine and vice versa. We need to work together as Christians who believe what the Scripture says for the cause of Christ in these days, and it won't be easy, but we're never called to give up.
Okay.
Good way to put it.
Any other questions that Eric could answer for you? And if not here, he'll be available at his table, of course. You can ask him some more questions there. And I see it's approaching noontime. So let's give Eric a hand again for his ministry among us.